right. Good morning, everyone. I kind of don't want to stop this song. It's kind of really good. Oh, God. But anyway, good morning, everyone. You're listening to CATR 11.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is June 20th, 2025, a minute past 11 a.m., and we are here with new music, new content, and as always, a new Discolly episode. Before we do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CATR is live and broadcasting of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is a very gloomy day here in Vancouver today. It's like kind of raining, kind of not. It's very windy, kind of cold. It's just not a pretty day. But you know what? That means it's a good day to stay inside. And if not, if you like the cold breeze and you like a little walk, go on a walk. But it is a good day for music. Good day for music, regardless of the weather situation. Put in your headphones. Put your headphones on, as Addison Rae would say. And tune in to some nice and awesome tunes. And if not, tune in with me for a new Discolly episode today. If you don't know how this show works or are new here with us, basically, this is the show about music. This is the show about everything to do with just like the musical discourse. Like, it's just so fun. For about two-thirds of the show, I try to be accurate with that measurement, but sometimes it ends up being three-fourths of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist. We talk about one of their projects in specific. It can be an EP, an album, a mixtape, you name it, but we usually focus on one of them. We talk about the discourse behind it. We talk about everything that there is to be, drama, the actual genre, the track list, the vinyl record pressings, the concert tours, you name it. We talk about that. And then for the last third of the show, we go into our discovered artist of the week, which is basically an artist that I think sounds somewhat somewhat similar to the artist that we're doing that week, so our mainstream artist, so that I can kind of provide this little segue or kind of like a bridge for you guys to be like, oh, like, I like this artist. Maybe I like this artist too. Or you know what? Like, this artist is kind of similar to them. So yeah, that's kind of how we have a little bit of fun here on Discolly. And basically, it's just me giving myself an outlet to talk about music that I love. So it's just me yapping for an hour, truly. That's all it is. And you guys joining me for the ride. But without further ado, we're going to get straight into it. Today's mainstream artist, or this week's mainstream artist, is none other than Miss Raven Lenae. For those who know Raven Lenae, she is a bit of a, I want to say, quote-unquote emerging artist, but she has had her flowers, especially this past year with her song Love Me Not. But Raven Lenae Washington was born January 22nd, 1999, which makes her 26 years old, in Chicago, Illinois. So she is American, but she's a 1999 baby, so right before the turn of the millennium. She does the genres of alternative R&B, and neo-soul. So she's definitely one of those, alternative R&B artists that we see, very relatable to, like, kind of like a SZA, Summer Walker, a little bit Jhené Aiko. But I feel like she leans in a little bit more to, like, the pop and acoustic versions of, like, R&B, if that makes sense. It's just, like, kind of, like, fun music. It's, like, not saying that SZA isn't fun, but, like, SZA sometimes can get really, like, sensual and very, like, ooh, like, that's vibe and funky and cool. Raven Lenae is a bit more like a, you know, like, a bit of a summer day, or, you know what, you're getting your morning started and you're getting your day done. Like, you know, that's kind of how I think about Raven Lenae. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's been in the music industry since 2014 and is currently blowing up everywhere. I truly think that she will be the next, like, you know, the next popping, like, R&B artist for sure. She's under Atlantic Records, and she's actually the member of a music group called Zero Fatigue. I didn't know that. That's something I learned new. So you always learn something new here. She has actually three EPs. EPs stand for Extended Play. For those who don't know, it's kind of just like a smaller project, usually less than 30 minutes, and it doesn't, like, quote-unquote qualify to be an album. But she has three EPs, the first one being Moon Shoes, released in 2015, so right after she had just, like, started, you know, being in the music industry. She has Midnight Moonlight in 2017 and Crush in 2018, and then she has two albums. She has Hypnos in 2022 and Bird's Eye that she released just last year in 2024. And if you could take a wild guess what project we'll be doing this week, yes, it is Bird's Eye. So Bird's Eye was released August 9th, 2024. And it is under the genre of R&B. We have some pretty awesome producers here. We do have Craig Balmoris, who is a pretty famous R&B producer, has helped a lot with, I think it's 50 Cent, I think, as well as Ty Dolla $ign, and I think Chris Brown. And we also have Steve Lacy, who helped produce the album. So for those who don't know, a lot of, like, you know, the artists that you love, such as Steve Lacy, Anderson .Paak, and even right now we've seen Leon Thomas III, you know, release his Mutt album. These are artists who, like, yes, they have their own albums and projects, but also they are behind a lot of the really famous songs that you love. Sometimes they like to be a little bit more, like, you know, behind the scenes. And this is kind of, you know, the aspect. I mean, we haven't seen Steve Lacy release any music, I think, since, like, his huge hit back in, like, what was it, 2022, I think it was, or 2021. But he helped produce Birdseye, which is really cool. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 singles off of this album. We have Love is Blind, Love Me Not, Dream Girl, and One Wish. And Love Me Not, which is the most famous song of this album, was actually written by Anderson .Paak. Who would have known? Anderson .Paak. I love Anderson .Paak. He is a member of Silk Sonic with Bruno Mars, and he is also his own artist behind a lot of really cool, funky, and jazzy beats. One of my favorite albums of his is actually Malibu. I hope to do it. I think I haven't done it yet, but I hope to do it one day on Discali. I think I'll get, like, probably my brother to help me out on that one because he loves Anderson .Paak. But yeah, so Love Me Not. So that's a fun little song as well. We'll get to that song for sure, and we'll actually get into the feature as well that was released a little bit after with Mr. Rex Orange County. But without further ado, we're going to get straight into Birdseye by Raven Lenae, starting off with the first track off of her album called Genius. You're listening to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Genius by Miss Raven Lenae. Maybe not. Let's see what's happening here. Give me just a couple seconds to figure out what is going on with the audio here. I feel like it might be... Oh, I see. Let me fix this a minute. I'm going to put the radio DJ just before we get into what we're actually going to be doing for Discali.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Apologies for the little bit of a mix-up. We just had one of our consoles here programmed to a different one, and so I was trying to put it back, but I'm unaware how to do that. I'm not exactly IT. I wish I was, but we just hopped on quickly with our IT. Thank you so much. Shout out Robert Wilson for that. It was amazing. Speedy, speedy, speedy fix. But like I mentioned, you are listening here to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Genius by Miss Raven Lene. Welcome back. That was Raven Lene with Genius off of her album Bird's Eye. Such a fun little song. Again, once again, apologies for that little break that we had, but we're back. We're back into the run of the Discali. I love Raven Lene. She has a very like nice and airy, but also really high-pitched voice. When it comes to high-pitched voices, though, sometimes it can feel a little bit uncontrolled, especially when it comes to actually hitting those notes. But Raven Lene just has a way to actually just control her vocals, have them very stable, and just hit every single, you know, high note, low note that she, you know, that she needs. So her vocal range is definitely very, very, very impressive. I love the production. It's definitely a lot more R&B, like rhythm and blues, with a little bit of funk in there, a little bit of a pop, not too much of the soul. I feel like we really start to see soul a lot when there's a lot of harmonies. Maybe later on we'll see a couple. But yeah, Raven Lene is just such a vibe. I mean, I was just dancing a little bit here in my chair just while I was, you know, just chilling. But without further ado, we're going to move down the track list. After Genius, we do have Bad Idea, which is track number 2. But we will be moving on to the song called One Wish, which is actually featuring Childish Gambino, another R&B artist himself. And we'll just get straight into it. This is One Wish featuring Childish Gambino by Miss Raven Lene.
Todo.
Call me on my birthday.
Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love the most about making music. As a singer-songwriter, I am passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. While this album takes its inspiration from my own transformational experiences as of late, it's also for you. Life is hard. Hope is magical. Perspective allows us to balance both. With this album, my purpose is to lift people up into the clouds while keeping them grounded by what can be the harshness of reality. It's about humanity, hope, and healing. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is available wherever you love to listen to music. You can also visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
That I was a king without a queen, a sun without a moon, a life without a dream. Yeah, that's me without you, a dusk without.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
All right, welcome back. That was Raven Lanae with One Wish featuring Childish Gambino off of her album Bird's Eye. That one's a bit more funky. That one's a bit more of like your typical R&B. I can definitely see where Childish Gambino came in and, influenced a little bit. He's very experimental and very much like more, how can I put this, like R&B sounds, if that makes sense. Like that one like had a bit of a melody, but less leaning on the melody and more leaning on like the actual like vibe and feel of R&B. Which I really like. It's very I feel like I'm more like grounded within like what R&B truly, truly is at its core and in its like raw nature, if that makes sense. Moving down the track list, we have Dream Girl, which is Raven Lanae featuring Ty Dolla Sign. We have Candy and Love is Blind. Love is Blind will actually be the next song that we will be playing. However, before we do get into that, we want to talk about Raven Lanae, Bird's Eye, Vinyl Pressings. One of the ones that I actually really, really like is this Vinyl Me Please exclusive. Vinyl Me Please is kind of like this website that you can have a membership to, and every month they send you a vinyl, and you kind of just tell them like the genres that you like, and then they send you a vinyl on behalf of the genres, and then you're just like discovering new music. Actually, a great, great, great like company idea, if I'm being honest. It's like this wine red, almost, I want to say. It's like wine red vinyl with like the standard cover. There's also this Bird's Eye bone colored vinyl, which is just like a white one. And then it seems to be that there's this, is this a concept? Oh no, Urban Outfitters one. It's kind of like this like smoky brown, almost like a latte kind of color. I actually really like all of the pressings that they did for this album. And there's also a single 7-inch at Urban Outfitters exclusive on like the same kind of cover, color, like kind of like the latte kind of color, for her single Love Me Not. And I think on the other side might be Love is Blind. There we go. Correct. So without further ado, we're going to get into Love is Blind by Raven Lanae, and then, you know, get to Love Me Not. Love Me Not featuring Rex Orange County. We're actually going to be doing that version because I personally find that it's a nice little touch to get Rex's voice in it. You're listening to Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM, and this is Love is Blind.
I bet the taste is still salty after you called me. I should have known you better.
So many times.
Welcome back. That was Love is Blind by Raven Lanae. Such a fun little song. I absolutely love it. It's super like danceable too, but like not like a strong dance, like a nice little like vibe as well. I kind of like the little bit of the electric lean to it with R&B on this kind of specific track. It's like a lot more, how can I put it? It's like a je ne sais quoi kind of moment. But without further ado, we're going to move on to her most known song, Love Me Not. And there's a reason why. It's just got a super catchy melody, a super catchy kind of vibe to it as well. She kind of has like this retro filter on her vocals. Not too aggressive either, but it kind of just adds a little something to the song. I would play the original version, but as you guys may know, a lot of the songs that do chart, I kind of tried to like lean away on Discali, but this version never actually charted because it's different, because it's featuring Rex Orange County. And personally, I may love it a little bit more. But without further ado, this is Love Me Not featuring Rex Orange County off of Raven Lanae's album, Bird's Eye. Have fun.
Somewhere now, you up now, I see you, I get you, take care now, slow down, be cool, I miss you, come here now, it's yours now, keep it, I'll hold on, until now, I need you, right now, once I leave you, I'm strung out, if I get you, I'm slowly breaking down, and no, it's hard to say, but I wish you were right here, oh, it's hard to leave you, when I get you everywhere. Then lets me go. He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight. Then lets me go.
Well, it's safe to say now. Can tell I miss you the most. I step away now. It'll make it harder to know whether this is right or whether we should do this at all. I don't know either way. All I know is that we've been moving wrong. There's a lot in our mind. We've been acting kinda crazy. We know how to push each other till we go insane. So we probably shouldn't do this. We already went through this. But I know if I'm not with you, then I'ma miss you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And no, it's hard to see you, but I wish you were right here. Oh, it's hard to leave you when I get you everywhere. All this time I'm thinking we could never be a pair. Oh, no, I don't need you, but I miss you, come here. And oh, it's hard to see you, but I wish you were right here. Oh, it's hard to leave you when I get you everywhere. Then lets me go. He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight. Then lets me go. You gotta say that you're sorry at the end of the night. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. At the end of the story, you're holding me tight. I don't need to worry.
God, Raven Lanae. God, I love that song. That was Love Me Not featuring Rex Orange County, Raven Lanae, Bird's Eye. Oh, such a fun song. You can definitely tell that little retro filter that she's got going on in her voice. Just kind of adds a little something. And then Rex coming in with his like iconically nasal, like kind of like, I don't even know how to describe Rex's voice. Just nasal, if that makes sense. But it just adds the perfect other side to the song. I mean, this song is pretty much a love song, right? Of like loving someone, not letting them go. And it's hard to to miss you. It's hard to love you, but it's easy to love you. And it's hard to, like, you know, do all these things when I have to say goodbye and when I get you everywhere. You know, it's like, especially when you go from seeing a person all the time. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that she's making kind of like a node to the he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, like the little, like when you pick the petals off the flower, which I think is actually, it's actually quite cute. But yeah, that song is just so catchy, the melody. But without further ado, we're going to get into just a little bit about Raven Lenae when it came to touring. So she's actually just announced another round of tour dates. Unfortunately, she's not coming to Vancouver, which is a bit sad because I was looking forward to seeing her. But no, she's not. But if you definitely want to go catch her, she announced some dates, some in Europe, some in North America. I think some limited ones in North America, if I'm being honest. But I know she does have some variety in Europe. She did tour with Omar Apollo during his God Said No tour. She was one of the openers for him. It was either Kevin Abstract, Malcolm Todd, or Raven Lenae. I was actually just telling a friend that that is such a stacked lineup, like, of openers. That's crazy. Malcolm Todd, Raven Lenae, we've seen those two artists have a really big boom in their careers, as well as Kevin Abstract. I think he did a couple songs with Omar Apollo, I'm pretty sure. But all I know is that they're really good friends. And I'm sure this crew all became, like, really, really close because they're all, like, icons in, like, the R&B, indie pop kind of era. Area. But, yeah, Miss Raven Lenae, please come to Vancouver. I pray that maybe I get to see you again. Because I know she came in 2018 to the Orpheum Theater, actually, which is quite the time ago. What is it, 7 years ago? My God. All right, everyone, we're coming to our last show. I'm all over the place, guys. The last song today on Discali from Raven Lenae before we get into our Discovered Artist of the Week. And we're moving to track number 11, just passing from Scratch, One of One, Pilot. And yeah, the last track on the album, it's called Days. I actually really liked it when I took a listen to it, and I hope you guys like it too. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Driving me insane in the parking lot. news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are now moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week here on Discali. But thank you guys so much for joining me on our Mainstream Artist of the Week, Miss Raven Lene. That was her album, Bird's Eye. I really apologize if I've seemed a little bit all over the place. I will say that technical issue got me a bit razzle-dazzled, but we are here and we are going to be doing our Discovered Artist, whose name is Turunesh, T-U-R-U-N-E-S-H. And for those who don't know, including myself, a bit of a surprise and a shock is that actually Turunesh, you had an interview here on CATR, the Discorder magazine as well, February 5th, 2020, so literally right before the pandemic. The author was Aphrodite Zoe, and the photographer Isaac Yu. Illustration was from Evan Bryan, and Turunesh is actually a UBC alumni. So that's really cool. I was just looking into a little bit of the article or like the highlight that they did. I might read just a little bit of it just to kind of get a feel of Turunesh before we get into their music. But let's see what they had to write. Conjurer of worlds, master of arcane wisdom. World building means you have a sense of a bigger universe, of something more, even epic, things that haunt the edges of your story. Turunesh is more than a singer-songwriter. She is a storyteller, a conjurer, a poetess, truly a world builder. It's in tracks like Midnight, a jazzy sensual ballad that was inspired by Ella Fitzgerald's Moonlight in Vermont, which depicts the beautiful way people can be seen by the light of the moon, or how a lover sees their other at night. To the more recent Asili Spirits, an Afrocentric calling of our ancestor to this realm, Turunesh uses her chill vocals to weave and entice you into the beautiful and mystical worlds she creates, blending together the sounds of the familiar and the traditional, forming, folding, gently asking you to lie still along enough to lap up the melodious sound waves and watch the creative creatures which take shape in the beautifully lit, lyrical way that is Turunesh. Now, I'll just read a little bit of this next paragraph that mentions just a bit of her background. Turunesh, currently a fourth year undergraduate student at UBC, so very much not that anymore. It's been about 5 years now, had inklings of being called to music as early as the first grade. She recalls a moment during her class's International Day celebration, during which a childhood friend was chosen to perform over her. While she remained jubilant for her friend at the time, it was then she realized the importance of music and performance in her life. Turunesh has been writing original songs since she was 16 years old. She has been releasing singles and two self-titled EPs. Despite these achievements, the experimental neo-Afro-soul musician considered this a hobby. I don't want to call it that, but I treated it as much, she admits. I've always known I've loved music and that it is special to me, but I didn't always know I was going to be a musician, she continues thoughtfully. In fact, I was set on being an entrepreneur. It's what my mom and dad do. I always had it in my mind. I'm going to be a businesswoman. I want to be rich. Turunesh, who does not want to be rich? I totally get that thought process, but there's something about the creative field. There's something about being a musician. And you know what? When you merge both worlds together, that's when you just truly know that you've made it. Turunesh actually released an album back in October 10th, 2024. So actually last year, it's called Nesha's Cipher. And that is actually what we'll be listening to today. We're going to start off with the first track off of this album called Tangerine. You're listening here, Discali on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Turunesh with Tangerine. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver here on Discali, and that was Tangerine by Turunesh, our very own UBC alumni, off of her album, Nesha's Cipher. I absolutely love the album cover. It's like this nice navy blue, and I think it's her tied up to some sort of pole, but she's rocking this awesome makeup, bleached eyebrows, and a really nice blonde wig. if I'm being honest, an album cover 100% will attract attention, and it very much attracted mine. Without further ado, we're going to move down the track list. We're going to just skip over Back Fat, Nefertiti's Complex, and Tamagotchi, and we're going to move over to a song called Swahili Sonnets. I'm interested to see how it is. It is a 5-minute song, so low-key, it might be our second to last song before we move on to our next upcoming show during the midday, which I will announce right after this song. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Swahili Sonnets by Tournesh.
Remember Zanzibar, with you near.
Welcome back to Discali. The last couple minutes, that was Swahili Sonnets by Tour Nesh off of her album Nesh's Cypher. I love how she started off a little bit more experimental with the R&B, and then she went very traditional, like we were reading there with the article. Very traditional beats, a little bit like, you know, like kind of, like, I don't want to say like Afro beats, but it was like very much like kind of like a Caribbean kind of sound to it, which I really, really loved. Guys, we're basically coming to the end of it. Thank you guys so much for joining me on today's Discali episode. I really do apologize for the little technical issues that we had in the beginning, but if you tuned in and reached the end of this show today, I really, really appreciate it. I will be taking a little bit of a break. I will not be doing Discali next week, so I'll see you guys in 2 weeks because I will be in my hometown, the motherland, Miss Mexico City. So I'll be having some fun over there. So I will be taking just a 1 week break. But without further ado, up next at 12, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode. So definitely stick around. And we're just going to sign off with one last song off of Tour Nesh's album, Nesh's Cypher. And it's going to be MP4 Playa, track number 9. Once again, thank you so much. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. You're listening to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is MP4 Playa by Tour Nesh.
I don't smoke marijuana. I know you wanna come over. I need.